Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Compressor unit catches fire in southern Campbell County. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Fire Department was called to a compressor unit fire in southern Campbell County on the T-Chair Ranch near Van Buggenum Road and Christensen Road. On Sunday afternoon at around 2:30 p.m., firefighters were dispatched from Wright and Fire Station 3 to the fire. Two engines and a water tender truck arrived around an hour later, according to Battalion Chief Kate Eyscheid. They observed thick black smoke coming from the shed housing the compressor. Representatives from the company were on hand to turn the fuel off to the unit so firefighters could work to extinguish the blaze. Eyscheid said the unit was roughly 20 by 50 foot and could hold up to 200 gallons of oil. The investigation into what caused the fire will be completed by the owner of the compressor, but Eyscheid said it could have been from the frigid temperatures affecting the aging components, which can get brittle over time. It took seven firefighters around an hour to put out the fire at about 4:40 p.m. The compressor unit and the shed which house it are a total loss, and the estimated cost of the damages is unknown at this time. A woman was ticketed around 1:30 a.m. on Tuesday for driving with an obstructed view after a report she was driving in the wrong lane of traffic, ran a red light, and drove off the roadway, according to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds. Campbell County Sheriff's deputies located her 2004 silver Nissan Maxima on Highway 51 near Fox Park and pulled her over. The driver, a 48-year-old woman, didn't appear to be impaired, but did have frost on the inside of her windshield, obstructing her view. Deputies discovered she had a suspended license, and she was cited for obstructed view and driving under suspension. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.